Thank you everybody for your patience, because it's a cold day and the last session. Representing a country which is having more than 1 billion population and 6.4 million induced abortions estimated every year, and mostly under unsafe conditions, even with legal status of 4 decades. In 1971, India got the first official, law for flexible law for abortion. But still, the situation is not that improved that we expected, and mostly because of access to safe abortion services. That is why government has taken an initiative. One state government of Bihar, for accrediting private site, first time in India, to introduce abortion services. Accreditation is a global context. You know that, it is, since 20th century, it was quite popular in the developed nations. But this is a very new phenomenon in the developing countries, although there are some evidences that Kenya, Zambia, Uganda, Cambodia, Bangladesh, they have tried, accreditation in different frame. But that all findings are having one similarities, that is, it is too resource intensive to be sustainable in the long term. For India, it is absolutely a new domain. Basically, India government has started accreditation with family planning, and in one state on maternal health, that is called Chiranjeevi Yojana in Gujarat. This is the first initiative after 40 years of strong legal acceptance in India. Here in the government of Bihar has taken this initiative. Now safe abortion will be available at private site free of cost. And this is the first pilot, and which will give some learning and understanding for other states to replicate. This accreditation, name is called Ukti Yojana. The local meaning is scheme for solution. The Bihar government has taken the step, which is having 104 million population, and demographically this state is one of the poorest state in India. 85% live in the rural area, 58% youth. Therefore, you can say that this is a very youth dominated population. Early marriage, even lower than the legal age at marriage of 18 years. High fertility, TFR is 3.6 at this point of time, while other states had already reached the below replacement level. On and around 420,000 induced abortions happen in the state every year, and mostly under unsafe condition. And maternal mortality is contributing every 10th mortality due to unsafe abortion. And current maternal mortality ratio is 219 per 100,000 live births. Government access is limited for this 104 million population. They are providing safe abortion services, but frankly speaking, that is not enough for 104 million population. That is why, and private sector is available, but they are lopsided, located at the urban location, and they are either costly or unsafe. Why unsafe? Because few of the private sectors are not registered under the legal setup. Therefore, they are providing services, but we do not know what line of services they are providing, because they are not registered under government system. This initiative is actually the government objective was that ensure access to safe abortion services to rural poor and urban slum population. That was the main objective, who are not having access at their own periphery. This components of the accreditation was, very simple. That's operational guideline, and then, formation of a district action accreditation committee. Therefore, every district will have a committee managed by, lead by district magistrate, who is having the highest bureaucratic power. Application form available online also can, apply through, hard copy. Screening and eligibility condition of all these sites who will be applying online or, by physical. And this committee will, give the decision of approval and rejection. When site is accredited, they will start providing services, and then reimbursement will be done by government on the basis of number of women served safe abortion services. Monitoring and evaluation kind of, you know, integrated into the system. And IPAS, who is helping government, national government as well as state government, has given a role of, you know, giving technical support to the state, because this is new initiative in the country. The reimbursement is decided, you know, that for induced abortion $10 and for incomplete abortion $14 and stabilization before referral, you know, $6. And if it is woman is actually referred by any community health workers, that community health worker will get $3 just for, you know, motivation that, you know, she has used for the transportation. The four questions were, you know, at the beginning phase of this accreditation system. That what is the progress in this last 2 years? Does it really reaches vulnerable women who are poor or coming from the rural area or from the marginalized section? Quality of care, which is a basic issue, and the client satisfaction, which can actually think about the next phase, whether government should go on with this approach or not. Operational feasibility, bottlenecks, and sustainability. Because starting accreditation program is easy. We have seen in many developing countries. But most of the accreditation program really do not, you know, last for a long time because of many resources and bottlenecks. The evaluation design is, you know, is a triangulation of quantitative and qualitative data. Facility-based, stakeholders, and client. For facility, we had baseline and follow-up and routine performance data collection. For client, you know, we have done a client exit interviews to understand that client satisfaction, their perceived quality of care, and all details of their, you know, profile and household characteristics. Stakeholders, it actually includes providers, government, you know, officials, implementing NGOs, and other providers who are providing these services to understand what they do feel. Really, this kind of model will, you know, go for long run, and is it sustainable, and where is the problem? If you see that, you know, at this point of time, 49 sites is accredited when this, you know, analysis is done. And now, at this point of time, 55, therefore 6 more has been accredited, but which is not actually included here. The blue, you know, spots are actually where the public sector providers are available, and the orange is actually accredited. Therefore, you can see that this is a kind of mix of public sector plus private sector. Therefore, those who are not having access to public sector, they can come to the private sector and can access free abortion services. They have not to pay anything for these services. That is the objective of this mission. Now, if you see that, you know, for the 24 months, facility assessment, you know, carried out baseline and every 6 months, you can see that availability of trained and legal providers are almost universal. Essential equipment at the baseline it was 74%, and after that you can almost like, you know, uniform. The last track only 91%, and IEC and site signage and providing abortion services are almost 100%, and providing abortion all 7 days was only 67% at the beginning of this accreditation system. But after that, you know, few sites actually really taken this action, and all 7 days they are providing services. This is very important indicator, because if one rural woman is coming to the urban area to get these services, and if that services are not available, that woman will go to a quack. That is must. Because that woman, one mandate loss means, you know, this is a loss of their wage and indirect cost. The referral for second trimester, this accreditation doesn't allow second trimester abortion. Therefore, if it is second trimester, they will refer this to other higher level facilities. And you can see that is mostly it is happening, they are having a referral contact. As of, you know, 27,724 women received, you know, this EV services, and you can see that, you know, over a period of time there is an improvement in performance track. And if you see that, you know, that, you know, simple regression with time, that this is really showing a positive change. And a site providing services in an average month has actually increased from 24 to kind of 36 and 30. Therefore, kind of, you know, 2 years, it is going on through a sustainable phase. It is not huge increase. If it is a huge increase, then people will be thinking that something is going on because of money. Therefore, it is not because of money, because it is maintaining a standard, you know, pattern, and that every site is providing on an average 30, you know, abortion services. And 46% induced, 54% incomplete abortion. Those who actually attempted or, you know, went to some illegal providers and who came to this site with incomplete abortion. And you can see that mean gestation is 8.4 weeks. Therefore, mostly they are coming at the very early phase of their gestation. Now, second question was that, did it really reach to the poor women? You can see that 53% women who, during the client exit interview, they have shown their BPL card, means below the poverty line card. Therefore, 53% are having card. When we actually constructed the wealth index, 71% women, through their household disposable and other, you know, indicators, were coming under the low standard of living index. And 28% medium, only 1% beneficiaries, we actually estimated they are from the high standard of living. And that is also supported by their education and their caste. You know, if you can see that, you know, more than around 70% either never went to school or, you know, went up to middle standard. More than around 80%, you know, they are scheduled caste by government who really received special, you know, benefits from the government scheme. Now, in terms of quality of care, that if I compare, you know, with, you know, public sector and other private sector, you can see that two parameters have been examined. One is appropriate technology and post-abortion contraception. You can see that, you know, it is accredited facility is more or less comparable with public sector, 93% with appropriate technology, and much better than other private, because other private are still providing DNC. Therefore, in terms of public sector and, you know, accredited facilities, more or less are at the same pace. And post-abortion contraception, you can see 93% women received post-abortion contraception, whereas in other private, it is 89%, and government, it is 94%. Therefore, kind of in terms of quality, from, you know, researchers' measurement, it is going well. Now, how women perceived about the quality of care? 7 parameters has been examined from different parameters that, and then, you know, through client exit interview, it is estimated that what is the status of the quality of care. Actually, 33%, you know, is actually examined as a high quality of care, they perceived, whereas 31% is low. And why this low? Basically, these 3 parameters probably didn't work well in terms of quality. That client had little role to decide that method. It was basically that provider were taking the lead. The second component is information and follow-up visits. 53% women reported was not very, very prominent. And 69% women reported that counseling on post-abortion contraception was not very clear. Therefore, contraception we received, but the counseling was not clear. Therefore, if these 3 components would have been better, I think that most of the thing will be skewed towards high and moderate quality of care. And government has taken serious action for the phase 2, how they can really make improvement in this phase. The next, you know, we have tried to understand client satisfaction, because this is very important, because client always has having some concern that we are going to get a free services, and when it is free, I will not get the prestige, I will not get the status that, you know, other sector may give. Therefore, different, you know, parameters we have examined, and we have seen that it is much better than even quality of care. 45% women rated is they are very, very satisfied. 47% moderate and 8% low. Now, why, you know, they are very happy? Because they were satisfied overall, better than other facility. They wants to come back, wants to recommend others, given sufficient time, behavior of the staff was okay, non-judgmental, never thought that this is a free patient and this is paid patient. And given chance to share concern, and, you know, got attention even without fees. Only problem where the concern was there is better than other facility. Only 57% women said that it is better than, you know, other facility. That is only that parameter which is actually, you know, blocked it down. Now, providers and stakeholders' perception in the qualitative survey we examined, that we tried to understand whether this kind of model will really function or not, because India is a huge country and this is the first accreditation model in one state. Many states will now try to replicate this model if it is having really success. Now, they were very happy because they are contributing to the MMR. And you know that still India's MMR is very high. It is 178, much higher than many other developing countries. Integration of abortion into the reproductive health system. Providers were very happy that now we are in the broad frame of reproductive health scenario. The private sites, they were very happy that my site is getting promoted without giving any money. I'm happy. And then finally, they told, this model is sustainable if concerns and challenges are addressed. Now, what were these concerns and challenges? The basic concern, the huge concern was that excessive delay in reimbursement. Private sectors actually, sometimes hold them 3 to 4 months to get their reimbursement. That is their basic, concern. Risk of getting branded as abortion-providing site. Therefore, they are having, some concern that this is abortion-providing site. Another concern they raised, this is site for poor women. Therefore, rich people may not come to my site. And the final thing is that complexity of fund disbursement by government and relatively low service fees. Therefore, one point already has taken, government has taken action and government has increased the fees. But the basic concern is the bureaucratic complexity. Why this complexity? This is basically, this complexity is for only one reason. Bureaucratic, they are not quite aware of the law. Therefore, they are thinking, how do I know 100 women receive services? And you cannot, by the legal setup, you cannot go and track these women whether you received abortion services or not. Therefore, that understanding and, is very difficult, and people are constantly giving awareness to the bureaucrats that we cannot ask women, because under the legal setup, no woman actually need to, confess, or nobody can track them because it is absolutely confidential. It is a successful model at this point of time. Other states definitely will replicate this model, and hopefully poor women who were not having access and who are not having access at the close proximity to the public sector system, they will approach now a high sophisticated private clinic and without paying single penny. Thank you very much.